This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is The Times morning briefing on Tuesday, the 13th of April. The government's target of offering a first coronavirus vaccine dose to the nine most vulnerable groups by mid-April has been reached. Boris Johnson has described it as a hugely significant milestone, with more than 32 million first doses now administered. Adults under the age of 50 are to be offered their first doses in the next few weeks. Professor George Lomonosov is a virologist at the John Innes Centre. He's told Times Radio it's vital the vaccine rollout is balanced with a gradual easing of COVID restrictions.
The next step is about 5 weeks from here, on the 17th of May. And that gives people a chance to assess if there has been any increase in number of cases. Because I noticed that we were down to single figures just over the last few days in terms of deaths, not cases, unfortunately. But, you know, we want to see that trend continue and the cases to be very low.
This comes as researchers say the variant of the coronavirus first detected in Kent is more transmissible than the original strain discovered in Wuhan, but doesn't increase the disease's severity. Two studies found no evidence that people with the variants have worse symptoms or a heightened risk of developing long COVID. Authors of both studies, though, have acknowledged the findings differ from some other studies of the Kent variant and have called for more research. Police say the officer who fatally shot a black man in Minneapolis on Sunday meant to reach for her taser and not her handgun. 20-year-old Dante Wright died in an area that was already on edge because of the nearby trial of Derek Chauvin, the ex-officer facing murder charges over George Floyd's death. Brant Williams is a reporter for Minnesota Public Radio and has told Times Radio things need to change.
People right now, the reaction you're seeing is a result of a lot of people just saying enough is enough. There has to be something else done besides just even having officers fired, or in the case of Derek Chauvin, even if he is convicted of these crimes. There are people who are really pushing for more substantial change, which would prevent officers from using the type of deadly force in situations.
One person's been killed and a police officer shot after an incident in a high school in Knoxville, Tennessee. Police were called to Austin East Magnet High School following reports of a male who was possibly armed. An officer was shot and taken to hospital with injuries that are not believed to be life-threatening. David Cameron says he is prepared to give evidence to an independent inquiry into his attempts to lobby cabinet ministers on behalf of the now-collapsed financial firm Greensill Capital. A spokesman for the former Prime Minister said Mr. Cameron welcomes the inquiry and will be glad to take part. Labour says the government's response is inadequate. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio. This podcast was brought to you thanks to the support of readers of The Times and The Sunday Times. Subscribe today and get 1 month free at thetimes.co.uk/timesnewsbriefing.
Hi, I'm Jane Garvey.
And I'm Fee Glover.
Off Air with Jane and Fee is going live.
We are taking to the stage at the amazing Crucible Theatre in Sheffield on Friday, the 31st of May.
It'll be a night full of surprises. We'll have a special guest, we'll involve you in the audience, and we'll embarrass ourselves. You really won't want to miss it.
Well, the surprise is we don't yet know what's in it, so it genuinely is a night of surprises.
Well, you've surprised me already. It's not just us. Our live show is part of an exciting new podcast festival called Cross Wires, which is taking place in some really amazing venues across Sheffield from the 31st of May to the 2nd of June.
So other podcasters that you'll be able to see include Katie Price, Catherine Ryan, Ramesh Ranganathan and the original Adam Buxton. But there's also a whole host of free fringe events, family shows, surprise acts and after parties that Jane and I haven't yet been invited to.
I'm sure it's only a matter of time. Head to crosswires.live for tickets and more information.